Welcome to South Sea Folk. This is a series of podcasts that me and Lou do for South Sea Folk, where we speak to people around South Sea and some really exciting projects that have come up. And Lou, last weekend we put out the video of the awards. How exciting that was!
I know it was amazing, wasn't it?
It
How
really
did you
was.
feel, John? Because I've been so tired. I think the adrenaline wore off on the
Yeah.
Saturday. I just felt exhausted. Did you feel tired?
On the Sunday, I was very tired because that was a full-on day. That was really a full-on day, as exciting as it was. Like you said,
Yeah.
the adrenaline runs out, and then you go, whew. And that's
I know.
certainly at Sunday. I did nothing on Sunday. It was
Oh.
very quiet. So, how's your week been then?
Yeah, it's been really good. Well, it's been a lot of tying up loose ends with the awards, and had a lovely day yesterday going out, delivering the awards. And your Dan sort of said, "Oh, come on, let's go outside the shop and we'll get a photograph." And that was really
Oh,
nice.
nice, nice.
Nice to sort of catch up with the winners, because when we saw them on the filming day, they hadn't seen the video.
No.
So really, really nice, and got some lovely feedback.
Yeah.
Like Rebecca from Coastal Remedy, she said, "Oh, we really enjoyed the awards because we got pizza in, takeaway, and wine."
Nice.
And then, and she said that although she came and she sort of did her award acceptance speech, she didn't know any of the other winners, so she really loved watching it. She said it was really nice. So
It
we've had some lovely
was.
feedback. It's been amazing.
And we went to Inside Out, didn't we? And had some really nice food there and
Yeah.
watched it projected onto the wall. It was great fun.
Really good. Yeah. And what about your brother saying that I sounded like the actor from
Oh
Karsh?
yes, from Cash, yeah. Yeah,
I was
you were
quite
made
pleased
up with
with
that.
that. I was like, yeah.
And it's
So
also nice to see some sunshine coming now. It's a bank holiday weekend coming up. Whether you're listening to this after the weekend or whatever, if you are, hope you had a brilliant weekend in the sunshine. But we're looking forward to spending some time outside and on the beach and so on. Should be
Oh
a lot of fun.
yeah. I know it's going to be lovely, and we need it. I mean, there's been a lot of people talking about how they're fed up with the rain now. It's been a whole month of rain,
Yeah,
basically.
May's been the wettest on record, doesn't it? So let's get
Yeah,
some sunshine. So who have we got coming up? Who's on this podcast
we've got Melissa from Cinema Number Six. So hello, Melissa, welcome to the podcast.
then, Lou? Hello, nice to be here. Thank you for
Yeah.
inviting me. Yeah,
Oh,
we had a few technical hiccups, didn't we, at the beginning, but we got there in the end, which is brilliant.
yeah. So, for listeners at home, Melissa, can you tell people about what Cinema Six is all about, and where you're situated?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Number Six Cinema. We've been running the cinema for well nearly 10 years now, and it's called Number Six Cinema because it's based in Boathouse Six in the historic dockyard. That's where it originally got its name from, and yeah, it's an incredible space. The building is absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous, a Georgian boathouse which was bombed during the war, and when they rebuilt it, they put this incredible auditorium in it, mainly to show their film Command Approved, which is a kind of recruitment film for the Navy. But then a group of people got together and said, "Well, look, this is the most amazing facility. Why don't we put films and things on?" So the dockyard did it for a while, but they just couldn't really make it pay. So they decided to close it down. So a group of us got together and said, "Well, could we try it and see how we get on a more reduced level than they were doing?"
Because the
And
building's a
so,
couple of 100 years old, isn't it?
oh yeah, it is, yes. And of course it's listed as well. So the actual auditorium is suspended within the building. It's not actually attached to any of the roofs.
Oh,
So
fascinating.
Wow.
take it out, they could take it out without touching the actual building.
Oh,
That's
amazing.
amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the history of
Yeah.
that building is just phenomenal. And they've done the most beautiful and sensitive kind of modernization of it as well. It's one of those
Yeah.
old buildings that's been updated, but with a real sort of, with a real touch, it's really
Yeah.
lovely. So we feel very privileged to use it. And the dockyard have always been incredibly supportive of us using
so what,
it.
So how did you get involved then, Melissa? What's your background then? What made you do this?
Well, my background was really as a film refusenik, because I was so frightened by Disney films when I was a child. Oh. I hardly used to go to the cinema.
Yeah. What was the one that scared you the most?
Oh God, Snow White.
Snow White, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with the child character.
All the child character, oh, ouch, yeah. Yes.
All the classic scary.
Fantasia was quite a scary one as well, wasn't it? That was one of the first ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very, very early Disney. Mm. In fact, his was the first feature-length Disney film, I think. It was a groundbreaking film.
But that was a bit scary.
Yeah, but then somebody took me to see Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and who couldn't fall in love with those two?
And I was
hooked, and I did an art foundation course, and we had an incredible guy who, now I think about what he must have done to get those films in. Now I know about projecting film and getting real, and getting it delivered and setting it all up was extraordinary, and he just set up a program of very iconic films that we should see as art students.
Yeah.
Every Friday afternoon, we'd pile down to the auditorium and watch these amazing films. I mean, things like The Secret Policeman's Ball.
I like that.
Some classic Hitchcock, Cries and Whispers, which is quite a traumatic film, Badlands, real sort of classic films. And then I was kind of hooked on independent film.
A couple of weeks ago, I watched Citizen Kane for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing film as well.
There's some extraordinary.
Yeah.
And ironically, a lot of those amazing films that lasted the test of time never won an Oscar.
No.
I'm not sure about Citizen Kane, it may have done, but
probably.
You look down the list of runners up and you think, well, that one's lasted, but that one that won has seriously disappeared.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a bit about how I sort of got into it. But when I moved to Portsmouth, of course, I was looking for somewhere to go and see film and wandered into the library and picked up a leaflet for the cinema. That was when the Dockyard was running it. And from then on, we were just hooked. We just found the location eye-wateringly beautiful. Mm. And the films that were being chosen were right up our street. So when the Dockyard closed it, I sort of thought, well, I must get involved to try and keep the independent cinema thing alive in Portsmouth. So I got sort of sucked into it, and it's I have to say it's pretty well taken over my life.
I can imagine
in a way that I had no intention of it doing, but having said that, I've just totally loved it. So it's been it's an extraordinary thing to be involved with. And
how have you coped, Melissa, during the pandemic times that we've been in? How has Cinema Number 6 coped with that then?
Well, obviously we had to close down pretty much overnight when we did, whenever it was, that March, that dreaded March. And it was so sad because we had a phenomenal set of films coming up, because it's sort of off the time, when that's your premium time for sort of getting the money in and seeing the big film. So we were a bit gutted. Our last film was Parasite, so we had a full house for that. Which was an extraordinary place to end for that season. But generally, I mean, we're very lucky because we're volunteer run. The Dockyard didn't charge us any rent.
We didn't pay that's for good.
Films that we hadn't shown. We're volunteers. So basically, we've just been very lucky that we haven't incurred a massive amount of costs with being closed down. So from that point of view, we kind of been able to preserve the resources that we have got, which is good news.
So you went into hibernation basically then?
Yes, I mean, we did try at various points to open, but the Dockyard had a bit of a problem with the fire alarm system, so they had to replace that so we couldn't open. But in fact, it worked out, as it happens, very well. It wouldn't have really worked. So in some ways we were a bit upset we couldn't open, but on the other hand, we sort of dodged a bullet really by not opening and going to all that sort of effort.
So why do you think then that people should come to you rather than, and this is a silly question, I know, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why should they come to you rather than go to one of the big view cinemas or the places with the huge surround sound systems and immersive experience?
Yes. Well, I would say that our equipment is up to the same standards as you get in a multiplex. Yeah. And of course our screen's a lot bigger than the multiplex because you know, they've got 15 screens or whatever it is down at you, and not all of them are that big. So in that respect, we've got a very cinematic experience with that large screen. And also our programming is different. So where we do have a crossover with some of the quality mainstream stuff, we will pick up on a lot more of the very niche independent films and documentaries, and possibly some of the repertory titles, so the older films. So our actual program is pretty much very different to somewhere like View or Cineworld or something like that. So our program is kind of hand curated by us to choose the best films that we can, that we think our audience will be interested, and that aren't just the kind of superhero type films.
Yes, that we're used to.
Do you ever hire out the cinema, Melissa, to sort of the public? Say, I'm only asking because in Sheffield there's an independent cinema there. For my 40th, I hired out the cinema. We went to watch an 80s film and it was really good, and I didn't know whether you did that or not.
The problem is it's not really within our gift, because we rent our space from the dockyard. If anybody wants to hire it separately, it's kind of their business.
Yeah, so they'd have to go to the dockyard, wouldn't they, rather than to you?
They would have to go to the dockyard, and I know what they charge for it for an year.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough.
So it becomes a little bit out of people's reach because it's so expensive to hire separately. But it's a shame, really, because we get asked quite often if we'll do private screenings, but it's really a bit tricky. And sometimes we can liaise with the dockyard, like we did a Bond premiere for the Aston Martin owners of Harwood's Garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they asked us if we would put it on, and Sony let them have the film, and they invited all their Aston Martin customers. So we had 120 Aston Martins in the dockyard, which was amazing.
I hope you got plenty of champagne in for that one.
Well, they had private caterers, booze, flowers. Nice. They really went to town. But on that occasion, we did a bit of a partnership with the dockyard, and we shared the money that they paid for doing that. So we can do partnership on that kind of level with them. But on as a general sort of thing, like for your party, I think that probably would have proved a little bit.
So can people, because you're obviously you're volunteers and you're running this off your own time, etc. Do you encourage people to donate to the to Cinema Number 6 to help with running costs, etc.?
Well, we just ask people to come to the cinema, really.
Yeah.
That's all we want, is people buy their tickets, then. And I suppose one of the things that we have found a bit tough, I have to say, is the £5 ticket at View has really put a bit of a chill wind through our cinema, because we do have a crossover with the bigger films. And I suppose if you've got a family and you think, oh, well, I'll go and see it at View and it's £5 a ticket, like, you know. But for us, that's our bread and butter kind of thing. So what we really just need is loyal supporters and people that will bring a friend and say, look, this is an amazing cinema, have you been, you know?
And come for the experience, to be watching a film in the dockyard, and to, because it's one of those things where what you offer is something that the View could never offer.
No, it's a real personal view.
Yeah.
And we have a great band of volunteers that come down and support us every, you know, for every screening. So you get a much more personal, friendly face there, and big thing, we run a bar. We can sell
you a beer,
love that, and a glass of wine, and that does support the cinema. So buy a beer and a film, and we're happy. That's all we want.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what plans have you got for the future then? So you're opening back up on the 2nd of September.
Yeah,
for listeners out there. So what plans have you got for the future?
Yes, well, we're not sure of the programming yet, I have to say, because the cinema distributors are being a bit kind of unpredictable and a little bit cagey about what they're going to release at the moment.
Of course,
It's a bit tricky. I'm going to sort of do the programming in the middle of July when we've got a bit of a clearer idea of what's available. There's two things I can say. We're going to show a film called American Utopia, which is the Spike Lee recording of a Talking Heads concert, which we think will be fantastic. And of course, Portsmouth has a massive amount of music lovers, so we think this is a film that lots of people would like to see, even though it's not a kind of current release. We think it's worth bringing it to our screen. So we're doing that, and we're also partnering up with Portsmouth. Well, they're now Portsfest rather than Portsmouth Festivities. But we're going to screen a film called Drop City on the big screen in Guildhall Square on the 4th of July. And it's free. Bring a deck chair, bring a beer, sit in the square, watch the film on the big screen. And that's really interesting.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What's the film about then, Melissa?
The film is about a commune in the States that was set up in the 70s, and it was just built out of recycled materials and based on an architect called Buckminster Fuller. He did these incredible geodesic domes, and in fact I think Eden Project is kind of based on that design, but they built these incredible domes out of old cars and stuff like that. And it's sort of the earliest commune in the state. Well, that kind of hippie. So I saw it years ago at the Barbican, and I thought it was a really interesting thing, particularly in this time when we're all trying to recycle and reuse things and be a bit more eco-conscious. So I thought that would be a good fit for that.
And if people want to find out, now I know you've got your website, which at the moment you're in the process of updating, but it's number6cinema.co.uk, is that right?
It's N06.
Yeah.
cinema.co.uk.
And how else can they find out about what's happening?
We've got our social media, so we're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, so we're constantly updating that. The other way that they can keep in touch is if they go onto our website and sign up to our newsletter. They'll be notified each week of what film is coming that week. I try and write something a little bit witty and entertaining about it.
Excellent.
try and entice people in. So they can sign up to that, and that's quite a good way of just saying, that's what's on this week, and having a look at that. And then, I mean, nobody else gets that email. You know, we don't put anything else.
Until the 2nd of September. That's when it all starts, isn't it?
That's when it all kicks off. Watch
the space for that. So Lou, we're going to ask some slightly different questions, aren't we now?
Yeah.
We're going to change the focus and onto you yourself, Melissa. So go on. You kick off the first one, Lou.
Yeah. So we kind of wanted to know kind of what was your top three films that, you know, you love that you always go back to.
Not Fantasia, not Snow White. Not Pinocchio.
One of my top favourites is actually a children's film, and that's Mary Poppins.
Bless. What did you think of the new one? Did you like the new one?
I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine. The film that I really loved as well was Saving Mr. Banks, which was about the making of the Mary Poppins film. It's so interesting. It's all about P.L. Travers, who wrote the book. And
it's Tom Hanks, isn't it?
Tom Hanks plays Disney, and Emma Thompson plays P.L. Travers, and it's sort of interwoven with her personal history and how amazing he was. Getting her to do it, because she really
didn't want to do it.
And how the songs were written, and how the guys who wrote the songs, who were obviously so talented.
Yeah.
She was quite a demanding lady, wasn't she?
Oh, she was. And what she'd done is she'd made Disney record all their conversations. Early podcast.
Yes. Oh, fascinating. I must watch that then, because I've always nearly watched it. It's one of those films I've nearly watched, so I must
I
totally recommend it. I think it's a really well well put together film, and of course anything with Tom Hanks is always
yes, I agree there. So what's your number three then? So that's two.
Oh, well, I hadn't really got Saving Mr. Banks. That comes with Mary Poppins.
Oh, okay.
So I've got Kill Bill, which...
Oh, fantastic.
One and two, I think, if I can have those two as well. So I'm cheating a bit here. Tarantino, I think, is just... He's just genius.
When I was in Tokyo, I went and had a meal in one of the places where they filmed a scene in Kill Bill. It was a restaurant on two tiers.
Oh my gosh, they have that massive fight. Yes.
That's the one. So I've been there. Okay. So we're going to give you the chance to meet up with someone. Could be an actor, could be anyone really, dead or alive, and spend 30 minutes, have a beer, a glass of wine or whatever with them. Who would that be?
Well, the giggle in me would say Matthew McConaughey, but my head would... I'd really like to meet Jane Fonda. I think I watched Grace and Frankie on Netflix. And
I've watched that as well. I think they're brilliant, those two together, aren't they?
But then I started to delve a little bit more into her and what she's about and all her campaigning. And I didn't realise she was married to Tom Hayden, who was one of the defendants in the trial of the Chicago 7, which has been a big hit on Netflix.
I didn't realise
he was a massive political campaigner, and she was married to him for a while. I hadn't kind of put those two things together. And I just think she's an amazing... I think she's a fantastic woman, and I think she'd be a fascinating person to with. And you know, her father told her that she had no value unless she was beautiful, and that
was Henry Fonda, wasn't it? That was her father.
You know, and for women, that is not a great start, is it, in life?
not a nice man to say that to your daughter.
It's amazing when you hear the things that people say. You know, I remember Meryl Streep saying a quote about how she went to an audition and she was told that she wasn't beautiful enough to be an actor. And I mean, look at how amazing she is in the film that she's done now. It's unbelievable to think people would say that.
Yeah.
But it's so lovely having you on. Is there anything that you want to say to readers that you'd really like them to get involved in with the cinema? Or, you know, we've talked about the newsletter, talked about the website, we've talked about how to get, you know, find you on Instagram. Is there anything that you want to share? Or
all I can say is don't be put off because we're behind a high wall in the dockyard. You have to go through security at Victory Gate. There's no denying that. And you might get your bag looked in and that kind of thing. But because we're a bit hidden, I just would, you know, come and find us. It's an adventure. And, you know, we'd love to have you. And, you know, you always get a warm welcome with us at the cinema and some film chat, definitely in the bar. If you want to talk about film, we're always happy do that. And just come and try us out and see, you know, if there's a film that you like the look of, come and see it and get hooked. I would say,
Wait, and just become that big regular screen. Wow. Yes. Having that big screen, you know, like you say, you just can't beat that, you know, to see it with that capacity.
I think people are going to come back to the cinema. I think there's also, you know, people are saying, oh, streaming's going to take over from, you know, people coming to the cinema, but it looks like that's not the case. Cinemas are reporting.
No. You'll never recreate that feeling of watching a film on a big screen. Because we've got the new Bond coming out, haven't we, at some point. To watch that on streaming, unless you've got a full-size cinema in your front room, you're just not going to get that experience.
You're not.
No.
And you can't be, you know, when you've seen a really important, powerful film, when people sit there in the audience and they just don't move. Because their breath's been taken away from them. And that kind of collective experience of seeing that in the dark without distractions is just an amazing experience. So I think all I can say is give the cinema your time.
When you look, Melissa, when you look at music, for example, and people said, oh, streaming with music, you know, things like LPs, you know, they would be gone. But they've got that real culture of people have always loved LPs, always loved putting an old record on. And I think the same with films. I don't think you'll ever lose that. I don't think you could ever lose that. Like books, people, say about going on to the Kindle and that, you'll never lose that feeling of somebody
holding a book,
wanting to walk in a bookshop and smell a new book and physically buy it and take it home. And I think you've got that with films as well. It's very iconic and, it'll definitely, there'll still be an audience there for that.
And we wish you all the best for this. So I really hope that it will. I will be coming down. Again, it's one of those things where I thought, I must go down. And I promise you, I will come down.
Can we go down at Trevor Sarsie Folk Night and go down?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
It's in the diary. We'll be there.
Lovely.
Take care. Yes. And look for September. And hopefully I'll get to write up about you and, sort of talk about, the films that you're focusing on from the autumn.
Yeah, take care, Melissa. Stay safe. Be good. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.